It's the Gym Class with Scott U. Nash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Coming up on 306 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Great to have you aboard, Scott U. Nash. Mark Dukes, happy to say Isaac back with us today after a sick day yesterday. We got a full boat, and we are ready to roll, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Tuesday. Got a great show coming up for you. Phil Steele, the guru of college football, the man that writes the college football Bible, the Phil Steele College Football Preview 25 is going to be joining us, and we will take a look at Iowa, Iowa State, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the national scene, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely looking forward to having Phil on, and that'll be coming up in the back half of the program here today. Lots to get to prior to that, and we will do it after we tell you that you're listening to 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And hello to you. You moved over a little bit to the left, away from the Airstream.
So, co-host in motion? Yeah.
That's you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Great to be with you guys again. Isaac, great to see you back, and looking forward to a great show, and always great to talk to Phil Steele.
You weren't playing hooky, Isaac, with Gabe Arnold yesterday, were you?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was sleeping a lot.
That was
most of the day.
You were there was a lot of downtime involved yesterday?
Yes, a lot of downtime, although it all went by very, very fast, fortunately. Yeah.
And you're not 100% yet, but you're getting closer, right?
I'm feeling well enough.
You're doing okay.
I'm doing all right. So I was like really dizzy for a little bit there, and so that certainly has subsided. So that was my benchmark, like, all right, that's good enough for me. As long as I can walk straight, think normally, I think that's good enough.
Like a vertigo type thing?
I don't really know what was up.
Inner air, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. All I know is I got really dizzy. Stomach didn't like that either.
Ooh.
So yeah, but I'm not dizzy anymore, doing all right.
That's a bad combination.
Yeah. Yes,
that's a bad combination. Thank you for thinking of us and staying home yesterday.
Yeah,
but great to have you back today. All right, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you. As always, our great listeners out there, we do appreciate it. And as I mentioned, Phil Steele coming up in just a little bit. And yeah, we got the FedEx Cup Golf starting this week a little bit later on. It'll be the actual FedEx. What do they call it? The FedEx Tournament? The FedEx Classic, whatever the case may be? Is that it in Memphis to start things here this week? The
St. Jude's.
St. Jude's, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. St. Jude's FedEx Classic, I believe, is what the proper terminology is. The FedEx St. Jude Championship. I'm sorry, it's not a classic. It is a championship. That'll come up in Memphis this weekend, the first of three. The BMW will take place in Owings Mills, Maryland, the same locale and course where the Big Ten Championships have been held the past several years. And then the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta, that'll be coming up toward the end of the month. And then all we have to look forward to is a lot of guys that we barely hear of winning in the fall in the Ryder Cup. But most of the golfers that have qualified will be there, with one notable exception. Now, we've had exceptions in the past. We've had players that have sat out when it was a four-leg, if you will, run to the FedEx Cup. Now it's a three-leg run to the FedEx Cup. And since he is in such a good position, Rory McIlroy has decided he is going to apparently sign autographs, watch Happy Gilmore 2 a few more times, since he is one of the golfers in it. But he will not be in Memphis this week. And it is raising the ire of a lot of people out there, not only writers, but also people that want to see Rory McIlroy that are going to be at the golf tournament.
Yeah, and I think it's Rory McIlroy said several months ago that he may skip the first leg, because last year in the first leg he finished next to last and dropped 1 point. It didn't affect him. So this is golf's version of load management. In
You're
my
right.
mind.
You are right.
In Rory McIlroy's position, the other 69 players, including the leader and number one in the world, Scottie Scheffler, does not feel the same way. He's going to play. Now, he may skip the second one. I don't know. But I don't think this is a Rory problem, even though he's catching a lot of heat from players and fans. I think this is a PGA problem. The PGA did the right thing and eliminated the foolish staggered start for the finals.
Thank goodness.
that they did right. But if they want every player, all 70, barring injury, to participate, they need to build in some deterrence, so to speak. You know, if Rory doesn't play in the first one, he's going to be docked so much money, whatever it may be. As I said, Rory isn't going to be affected by not playing. He's still probably going to be number two going into the second leg and maybe into the third. I don't know that a lot of fans out there, regardless of the sport, especially in golf, have a lot of sympathy for millionaires. These tournaments, these 70 guys, there's no cut. They're going to make a lot of money. They get in the final 30, 50, 30, they're going to continue to make a lot of money. And I think plenty of folks out there don't have any sympathy for them whatsoever. But it's a shame for golf. Golf needs its top players to play. But again, it's load management for Rory McIlroy, much like if Caitlin Clark sits out a game, LeBron James, you go to a Lakers game and LeBron James is sitting out, or any superstar. That's what I liken it to. And again, I think it's a PGA problem and not a Rory McIlroy problem, because Tiger did it twice, if not three times.
And several have done it.
It's a PGA problem.
Yeah, your best 70 should be there, and they are not going to be there. And if that is the case, then if you watched Sunday, you followed the and by the way, Cyclone Tim, yes, the FedEx St. Jude Sweet Corn Days Classic. We'll give them a free plug out there. Coming up this weekend, by the way. Get your molars ready to go for some sweet corn. If you followed Sunday, the saga of players trying to get in, and most notably, number 71 on the FedEx Cup list, Davis Thompson, who all he needed to do was two-putt the final green. And to his credit, he tried to make that first one, probably thinking that, they don't have a list there saying, okay, Davis, on the scoreboard, you need to make this to get in, or you need to two-putt to get in. I really believe that he thought he needed to make it to get in, tried, he knocked it about 10 feet by, missed the comebacker. Turned out he only needed to two-putt, so the three-putt cost him many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Davis Thompson is not Rory McIlroy. Davis Thompson's won an event on the PGA Tour, but he's certainly not in the position of Rory McIlroy. Did make Matty Schmidt very happy because he got in at number 70, passing him at that particular time. But, you know, if Rory doesn't play, do you throw in Davis Thompson, number 71? Or you just go with the 69-player field, which is what they are going to do? If I'm Davis Thompson, I'm a little angry that Rory's not playing.
Yeah, I get that. And well, Matty Schmidt and Davis Thompson, as you said, are not Rory McIlroy. You know, Davis Thompson gets in at number 70, he's going to have to play really well.
Yes.
To move in the next week. Whereas Rory McIlroy, once again, finishing next to last in last year's St. Jude's Classic, he never has played well in Memphis. And again, he said he probably wasn't going to play in this event anyway, but There's just not something right. There's something not right about it, and I think the PGA, whatever it is, needs to do something about it to entice all those players who qualify to play.
Should he be there? What do you think? 319-366-1600. That'd be like, oh, it'd be akin to Josh Allen, you know, let's say not playing the last three games of the year. Don't get me wrong, there are players in the NFL that take week 18, I guess it's called now, off and don't play when their team can't really help themselves as far as the playoffs are concerned. But this would be like taking week 16 off for a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or, you know, a Caleb Williams or whomever. Jordan Love. I'll throw Jordan Love in there for you, Isaac. But, you know, it's akin to that, if you will.
Yeah, but for the fans, I think the fans need to be taken into consideration. Imagine securing a ticket to Memphis, and you're a Rory McIlroy fan, and you've wanted to see him play, maybe get his autograph, get a picture taken of him, might be pie in the sky, but there's an opportunity for you, and you find out he's not going to play. Again, not unlike you purchasing a ticket to your favorite team. You know, I want to go see Byron Buxton play up in the Twin Cities. Well, he decided to take the day off. And load management, and we've talked about that in the NBA and other sports. It is what it is, but this is the end of the year. It's not the John Deere Classic. No offense to John Deere, but this is the championship, and he's sitting out
from October to January. Rory's not playing a whole lot of golf.
Although he's going to play overseas quite a bit, but not at this level, no.
5037 on the text line says, should be there. It's his job. And a lot of people, I'm sure FedEx is not real happy that Rory's not going to be there. St. Jude's is not real happy that Rory's not going to be
so
there.
So what does the PGA do?
Right now, nothing, but I agree with you. I think he should be there.
You can set out signature events during the season. What, one?
He actually did two.
And not be penalized?
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually making the playoffs, I think it ought to be required. And the players are going to squawk about that. Some players.
Some play every week. Sungjae Im, Ben On, they play every week, no matter where it is. 319-366-1600. So you have that side of the world of golf. And then you have this side of the world of golf. And I wanted to throw this in there because, A, we all love the Masters. And B, we would like to have the great experience of the Masters. Well, this is a great experience of the Masters. And this is from actually taking this from ESPN.com. The Masters Tournament, Isaac, save your money, is offering a new hospitality package. It's just a mere $219,000.
Oh, sounds like a steal.
$219,000.
They're practically giving it away.
What does $219,000 give you in the official Masters Hospitality Program? Now, they already have two off-campus sites, if you will, that are, one is across Washington Road at the entrance. That is the Map and Flag Hospitality area. They have the Berkman's Place, which is by the fifth hole, not on the grounds, but just off the golf course, both of those. At any rate, the official Masters Hospitality Program for this, according to the brochure, the program offers Mark a host home that you can rent from. You can go to the low dregs at $45,000 for the week. Or you can go all the way up to six figures for $100,000 for the week. It also gives you private transportation up to $15,000. Do not go over $15,000. It includes a driver. You get your own, not a one wood. It is a driver. And you get either an SUV or a Sprinter van. It is for eight guests. And there are three separate waves of packages to the golf course. And there's another package that includes two homes, a host home for $60,000, and a sleeper home. What is a sleeper home?
Yesterday, Isaac slept anywhere.
You beat me in cards, you're going to go to the sleeper house at $38,000. So you've got that. Includes daily cleaning, fresh linens. Well, yeah, I hope. You get a towel for $219,000. Transportation, pantry stocking, full-time staff member, catering, tee times in an area golf course. If you're going to the Masters, you're at the I'm at Augusta. I'm not playing, you know, the Muni across the street. And of course, a 20% service fee, which adds up to $36,600.
Who is offering this? Is it the Masters?
This is the Masters.
Why do they need the money?
Well, that's...
They're doing this...
$1.50 pimento sandwiches.
They're doing this out of the kindness of their heart to attract people who can spend $200,000 on this particular trip. Listen... My daughter is going to Augusta this month on business. They've got some machinery at Augusta National supplied by her company. I pleaded with her to get a blade of grass at Augusta National. Steal it. I don't care. Just give me something from Augusta National. She didn't promise anything. And I'm not paying $200,000. To get it.
I was lucky enough to be at Augusta in 2003 for one of the practice rounds. Well, two of the practice rounds, I'm sorry. Although one was cut very short due to rain. I thought about trying to get a blade of grass. I saw someone do it. after what happened, I mean, they were very kind to the gentleman, but at Augusta, we don't do that. He was basically told. And also...
You
don't mess with Augusta, man. They're everywhere. All their security people are everywhere.
We've talked...
was in 2003.
We've talked... You know, yeah, and I know people, you know people that have applied for the lottery. I just talked to somebody last week who's been applying to the Masters Lottery for years and has never gotten tickets. But if you have $200,000, you know, you're able to go. So I don't know. Who's going to take? What event would you pay if you had $200,000? What event?
I don't know of an event.
Housing, food, whatnot. I'm a golf guy. Maybe the Masters. If I had $200,000, I wanted to blow. I don't know, Isaac.
Isaac, you're going to the World Cup final,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, World Cup final.
Housing, food, service.
I mean, Messi better sit next to you.
I'll probably be pretty down there. They have, like, hospitality tickets on sale. Those are pretty pricey from what I've... They're, like, $15,000, I think, for hospitality stuff in Kansas City.
Wow.
For next year's World Cup.
How much?
$15,000? I couldn't remember. I looked at him for a second because I thought I was just trying to look up
dropping
ticket prices.
Dropping the bucket.
Yeah. I think I've got some other debts I'd like to pay off before I'm spending $15,000 on a World Cup ticket.
I was reading about some three-figure packages for the F1 races in Miami and Las Vegas as well. So this is not unprecedented, but this one hits home because it is the Masters. 7508's got a great proposition for you, Mark. You pay the $200K and he'll buy the sandwiches.
Come with a blade of grass?
No blades of grass. When buying tickets for a pro event, you should be able to declare a player as your favorite. And if they don't play, your ticket is free.
How about that?
Well... Get Costanza on that.
Everybody's a Warriors fan.
And 2220 asking, do you get upset when an MLB starting pitcher isn't in rotation when you buy your ticket? Now, I have purposely, and many baseball fans look ahead in the rotation if they have a choice to see if there is a pitcher they want to see pitch. I've done it. You've probably done it. I mean, you'd rather see Nolan Ryan in the day pitch than, you know, Joe Niekro. Nothing against Joe Niekro in his days with the Houston Astros. But you'd rather see Nolan Ryan pitch than him.
Yeah, back in the day, Mike Boddicker's pitching, Cal Eldred's pitching. If you're from Cascade, Colin Ray's pitching in Wrigley Field.
Correct.
All the above.
Yeah, we get it. All right, 3:26. Going to talk to Phil Steele coming up here in just a couple of moments. Need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday and online at emilshideaway.com.
The first half West Division champion Cedar Rapids Colonels beginning a series at East Division leader West Michigan tonight in Midwest League Baseball. The Colonels are one game behind Beloit and Quad Cities in the second half standings. The Indiana Fever shoot for their sixth straight win tonight in a WNBA game against the Los Angeles Sparks and Kelsey Plum. Indiana still will be out without star Caitlin Clark because of injury. Actually, the WNBA currently was out without its most popular player in Clark and Minnesota's MVP frontrunner, Nafisa Collier, who is sidelined 2 weeks with an ankle injury. Finally, Gabe Arnold apparently never was dismissed from the Iowa wrestling program, as reports indicated in July. Yesterday, we passed along a report that Arnold had, quote-unquote, rejoined the squad. But according to the Gazette's K.J. Pilcher, Arnold is on the team and always has been. Pilcher cited an Iowa official as saying the wrestler, quote, never was officially removed from the roster, unquote. Isaac.
I'm pretty sure a spokesperson said he was no longer with the team, so a little bit conflicting there, but it backs up the idea that it was just another minor thing, and the coaching staff kind of sent him on his way and said, you gotta shape up, and maybe he's had a change of heart, maybe there's more confidence in his ability to mature, but the idea that he was never off the roster, a spokesperson confirmed he wasn't on the team anymore. So
that's true.
It's a little bit weird to go down
that route.
Not sure
if it's the same spokesperson.
That's true, yeah. It could be different, but to act like it was never like, oh, this isn't some big deal, it's a little bit surprising.
Yeah.
Mm, there you go. Well, if you see Gabe in Iowa City, let us know, please. 319-366-1600 before we get to break. We have today's key word for It's Time for Football, where we have that announced at 7:30, 11:30, 3:30, and 5:30 each day. You can enter the keyword at kgymradio.com for a chance to win the local prize, a $150 gift card, an Iowa Hawkeyes men's watch, and maybe $5,000 in cash. That is the national prize. Today's key word is toss, as in a football. Toss. That is today's keyword. You can register that at kgymradio.com. We'll take a break. Phil Steele joins us when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
In the evening hours, we will see clouds clear out. Lows will be in the lower 60s. In the early morning hours of tomorrow, we could see some isolated showers or storms with the greatest chance off to our west. After those storms pass through, we'll be mostly cloudy, continuing the warming trend that we started to experience today. Winds will be out of the south and start to increase from around 10 to 15 miles an hour, and those southerly winds will push our temperatures up into the middle 80s. That was a quick check of your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist David Holtman on Iowa's News Now.
Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run auto parts store, invites you to experience something gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty. Swing by to shop in person or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts, gooder than good, the goodest.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And they got some great specials going on right now when you stop on by. They include Nature's Touch cheese slices, 10 count, Colby Jack or cheddar. They are delicious. $1.99 limit two. Also, Quickery Buns, hamburger, brat buns, hot dog buns, 8-count packages, 2 for $2 limit, 4, and Urge chips and popcorn, assorted varieties, 5 to 12 ounce bags, 2 for $4 and limit 4. And don't forget to use your Quick Rewards app each and every day. And speaking of the Quick Rewards app, of course, Quickstar's Summer Sweepstakes with Mountain Dew. Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb going on right now through August the 17th. And you can use the great products that they are offering, and that includes Ice Cold Pepsi, Bold Mountain Dew, Hydrating Gatorade or Propel, Sparkling Bubbler, Smooth Starbucks, Refreshing Pure Leaf for the high-voltage taste of Rockstar. You grab one of those with hot food, and you earn 2 bonus plays. And each week, someone is cashing in, and each week that prize climbs by $5,000, going higher and higher until you score the ultimate $250,000 cash money prize. Open your Quick Rewards app. Get climbing for your chance to win, because this summer, the view from the top is worth every play. No purchase necessary. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Hey, parents. Exciting news. Iowa HHS has launched the Healthy Kids Iowa Pilot Program to help keep your children nourished and full of energy. If you qualify, you can access extra foods throughout the summer. Think fresh fruits, veggies, dairy, grains, and proteins. Join us at various locations across Iowa, and let's make this summer both delicious and nutritious for our kids. Head over to hhs.iowa.gov/healthy-kids-iowa. Healthy Kids Iowa. Healthy starts here. A message from Iowa HHS.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long. Proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you here as we get closer and closer to the college football season. And that means a visit with one of our favorites, and that is Phil Steele. And of course, he writes the Bible for college football previews, the Phil Steele College Football Preview 2025, which is out right now and also available on digital as well. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple of moments. And Phil, thanks for taking the time to join us again. Appreciate it. We were trying to figure out how many years this has been, but we don't have a calculator that goes up that high, so we'll just we'll just welcome you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, the magazine's now in its 31st year. It seems like we've been doing this show together that long.
Yeah, well, it's continues to fly along, certainly, and college football, no matter what form it takes, continues to fly along. And obviously, another year of some changes, not as many as last year, but it's still a new era each year of college football that we dive into.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know, something interesting, which we're going to probably talk about with the Iowa and Iowa State, is I'm going to do a blog on philsteele.com about homegrown talent. And what that means is you recruit freshmen, they stay with your team, and they graduate, and you don't hit the portal very hard. You're not bringing in 50, 60 players. Give an example. I was talking to Coach Tim Beck of Coastal Carolina. I'm like, Coach, it's year 3. Now, last year you brought in 68 new guys. Things finally settling down for you? He's like, Phil, this year I got 69 new guys. So, I mean, it's pretty wild in some areas, but I think the teams that don't use the transfer portal that much, like Clemson last year, even Army and Navy had big years. I think they have success, and it seems like both Coach Ferentz and Coach Campbell are going to that route of staying with the homegrown talent, keeping their own players and developing them, and I think that's going to be a plus in college football in the years to come.
Phil, Iowa is an interesting study. Let's get at the Hawkeyes right now. And you have four players listed on your All-American units, and some of the overall units rank very high, including a number one unit, but ninth in the Big Ten. That either speaks to the strength of the Big Ten or Iowa has some holes that we need to figure out here with you. So what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's speaks to the strength of the Big Ten and the strength of Iowa's schedule this year. You know, you take a look at last year's playoff teams in the Big Ten, Oregon, Penn State, Indiana. Iowa faces all three of them at home, and that means a lot of the winnable games, you know, your more winnable games like Nebraska, USC, Wisconsin are all on the road. And I think when you take a look at those matchups like Penn State and Oregon at home, they'll be an underdog in those games. So they're going to have to either pull an upset there or pull an upset on the road. It was basically to the schedule. But as far as Iowa's talent this year goes, I'm really high on Mark Gronowski coming in at quarterback from South Dakota State. He's a guy that's led two national championships. He's an accurate passer, a dangerous runner, extremely smart. And let's hope Iowa actually keeps their quarterback healthy for once. It's something that hasn't been happening the last couple of years. They lose a really good running back in Caleb Johnson, but I like Moulton, Washington, Patterson, and I think combined, remember coming into last year, Caleb Johnson wasn't Caleb Johnson. You know, he was a very good back, but not one that people expected to rush for 1,600 yards. So I think they'll be fine there. The offensive line is finally, you know, Coach Ferentz always used to have outstanding offensive lines. They've struggled a little in recent years, but the offensive line's finally back to being there. Logan Jones, the ringleader at center, and defensively, plenty of talent. I'm a little concerned what they lose at linebacker this year. You know, Jay Higgins going out the door, Nick Jackson going out the door. Lose a couple guys up front with Black and Craig. But overall, they'll have a solid defense. And, you know, last year's defense wasn't your typical Iowa defense. I thought that they gave up more big plays than usual. But I think it's a really strong team this year. It's just that the schedule is so doggone difficult. They play Iowa State on the road, Wisconsin, USC, and Nebraska. And as mentioned, face three playoff teams at home in Indiana, Penn State, and Oregon. And that's basically the reason that I have them middle of the pack of the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, and well, for Iowa and Kirk Ferentz, we all know that it starts on that offensive line. And I know you like that offensive line. It's got some talent up there, a couple of stalwarts, if you will, and that you give Big Ten and national kudos to.
Yeah, I've got it rated as my number eight offensive line in the country. And so, you know, if you're in the top 10, you're in good shape. And I'm on the Joe Moore Award Committee. I definitely have my eyes on Iowa. And I know, you know, every year when we have our discussions for the Joe Moore Award, they really like the way that Iowa's offensive line plays on a yearly basis. So I think they've got a shot at it this year.
Phil, Kirk Ferentz has turned 70. To me, that's not a big deal. Is it to you? You've seen Paterno, Bowden, and others coach into their 80s, actually. He's got Tim Lester, a great-minded offensive coordinator, and, of course, Phil Parker. What are your thoughts on that aspect of the coaching staff?
No, it doesn't concern me in the least bit. Talking to Coach Ferentz, he's the same as he was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and I'm not seeing any slowdown in him whatsoever. So I think that, as you mentioned, there's coaches that coach into their 80s. I don't see why not. And as long as you're staying productive like he is, I think 70 is just a number for Coach Ferentz.
Mm, yeah. How about the Big Ten as a whole? You mentioned very, very strong. Was last year, obviously, with the national champion coming out of the league. But just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of your thoughts about the Big Ten heading into the fall.
Yeah, well, the Big Ten is clearly, I mean, it's the big two conferences right now. It's the Big Ten and the SEC. Then there's a large gap down to the ACC and the Big 12. So truly one of the premier conferences in college football. I think your big boys at the top, the top three teams, all top 10, are Penn State, Ohio State, and Oregon. Then your next level of teams, you got Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, USC, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. And you could probably see Washington emerging up into the mix. So you've got the Big Ten is a loaded conference, top to bottom, and there's not a lot of easy games on the schedule.
What about Illinois? It's a real sexy pick for a lot of people, ranked in the top 15 by a lot of folks. What about Brett Bielema's crew and chances this year?
Yeah, Bielema's doing a great job building this team. And this year, he's got one of the most experienced teams in the country. They're number three on my experience chart. I tell you this, last year they won 10 games, but they didn't seem like a 10-win team to me. They weren't dominant on a weekly basis. But this year, I think they're probably a touchdown better than last year's squad. You look up front on the defensive front, they've got Akis and Thompson up front. They've got Xavier Scott and Torrey Cox, an outstanding cornerback combo, Matthew Bailey at safety. And then offensively, a veteran senior quarterback and Luke Altmyer, who improved by leaps and bounds last year over where he was the previous year. They got Fagan and Laurie at running back, and Bielema's got five guys back that started the last half of the season on the offensive line, so they're loaded there. This year's team is much stronger than last year's team, and that's dangerous because, I mean, last year they finished in the top 16 of the country, and they're the most experienced of those coming back. I think a key game for them is at Indiana on the fourth week of the season. I think that's a playoff elimination game. They also host Ohio State and go at Wisconsin. And, you know, last year, seventh game of the season, they hosted the defending national champ that lost a lot of players to the NFL and beat them at home. This year, seventh game of the season, they host the defending national champ that lost 14 players to the NFL. I'm anxious to see if Illinois can do it again and knock off Ohio State October the 11th. They're definitely a playoff contender this year.
Phil Steele joining us here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. And you mentioned that game is early in week four, but we call it week zero. We love saying that. Iowa State, Kansas State in Dublin. And perhaps, in some people's eyes anyway, the two favorites in the Big 12 Conference are going to meet out of country very, very early and in a very, very important game. How about that game, and how about Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones? They got to be one of the more on that list as far as experienced teams are concerned.
Yeah, they definitely are. And once again, I'm going to do the blog this week on the homegrown teams. This is a homegrown team. They don't use the transfer portal that much, and I think that's a plus. Where they did use the transfer portal is where they needed to, and Coach Campbell brings in Chase Soule, a wide receiver from East Carolina, Xavier Townsend from UCF, two pieces that were needed replacing Noel and Higgins from last year. But other than that, there's really no question marks on this team. You look at the defensive front seven, they are stout. Dominique Orange is going to be dominant at nose guard this year. You go to the secondary, you got Williams, and then free safety Jeremiah Cooper is an NFL caliber guy. Rocco Beck now is a junior in his third year as a starter. A deep backfield with Hansen and Sama. And then, you know, Coach Campbell's had some inexperienced offensive lines. Now they actually have an experienced offensive line. I think Trevor Buehr and Tyler Miller are both NFL caliber offensive linemen. So this is a loaded Iowa State team. I thought Iowa State midseason last year was the best team in the Big 12. Then there's defense got all banged up. Coach Campbell was going over all the players that were out with me in the second half of the season, and that was a banged up unit. They ended up losing to Texas Tech and Kansas, but still was an outstanding team. I think they're a legitimate contender. Now, there are concerns with the fact that the game's being played in Ireland. What will that impact you? When I talked to Coach Key from Georgia Tech, he said that it really impacted them 2 weeks after the game, not necessarily the next week, but the week after that. And so, and also, if you go back and look at the teams that have traveled overseas, not a lot of them have had great success during the course of the season. So that's a concern, but I think Coach Campbell is well prepped on it. We'll have this team ready for it. And I look at them as one of the clear favorites in the Big 12 this year. And I think in the opener, I think they get past Kansas State in Dublin. I think it'll be a great game, come right down to the wire. But I think Iowa State's a slightly better team.
Very pivotal game, obviously. Phil, you've thrown a blanket, so to speak, over the top team in the Big 12, Iowa State, Baylor, Utah. Explain.
Yeah, and I could throw it over probably seven teams in the Big 12 with Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and TCU. Bottom line, it came down to schedule. You take a look at Arizona State. They're loaded this year with their quarterback back in Sam Leavitt, and they've got 17 starters back, but they have to play Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, all on the road. That's three of the top teams on the road, and it's tough to win on the road. You take a look at Georgia last year, example, in the SEC. They had to play their toughest three games, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas, all on the road. They lost two of them, and they still ended up winning the SEC. But Kansas State has to play Utah on the road, and they also play Baylor on the road. And then when you look at Texas Tech this year, Joey McGuire's a guy that's got a ton of talent. They brought in a lot of transfers, but they have to play Utah, Arizona State, Kansas State on the road. So they've all got three really tough road games. Meanwhile, when you look at Baylor, they're playing Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Arizona, TCU on the road. Most of their tough games are at home. Same thing with Iowa State. Yes, the Kansas State games at a neutral site, but they're playing Cincinnati, Colorado, Oklahoma State, and TCU on the road. Once again, a manageable road schedule, take care of business at home, and same thing with Utah. So it came down to schedule for me. I had the seven teams basically in a hat, you could say. Baylor, Utah, Iowa State all drew the best schedule of the three, and that's why I've got those three tied at the top.
Am I silly for I'm on the Kansas bandwagon. If Jalen Daniels is healthy, I love the Jayhawks. Am I crazy?
No, definitely not. You know, the thing that concerned me is that last year, when I talked to Coach Leipold, he was like, "Phil, we are a senior-laden squad." And I'm thinking, okay, they lost. They will lose a lot this year. I wonder what they're going to be looking like next year. But having Jalen Daniels back is a big plus. Now, they lose their top, like, seven receivers from last year. But once again, the portal helped them out. They bring in a lot of portal guys. The offensive line looks good. And actually, this team, after I went over the team with Coach Leipold, was in better shape than I thought they would be this year. So if Jalen Daniels has that return to form, like I think he can, then they would be a dangerous team this year. And you look at their schedule, they'll be favored over West Virginia, Cincinnati. The UCF game definitely winnable. Scott Frost has practically a brand-new team there. They host Oklahoma State, Arizona, so the schedule's very manageable. I think you might be onto something there, Scott.
Phil, I love your surprise team section, and you've actually graded yourself for folks that want to buy the magazine or have. It's very interesting. You've hit on most, missed on some, like the rest of us, but this year's team is one that, in the USA Today Coaches Poll anyway, was not in the top 25 for the first time in 25 years. That's the Oklahoma Sooners. That's your team, huh?
Yeah, this year, Mark, I think they're going to be the surprise team in college football. Nobody's looking for them to do anything coming off a 6-7 season last year. But let's delve into their 6-7 season a little bit deeper. There's nothing wrong with the defense. They held opponents to 87 yards per game, below their season average, number six in the country. So their defense was outstanding. And they played a killer schedule last year, one of the toughest in the country. And they only had three SEC home games last year because the Texas game was at a neutral site. Well, the defense has eight starters back. Offense was the problem. And their offensive line had zero returning starters last year. This year, they've got practically the whole unit back. And Bill Denba, one of the best offensive line coaches in the country. Receiving core last year, they were down their top five receivers at one point due to injury. And I'll bring it back to Clemson from 2 years ago. Cade Klubnik, everybody was knocking Cade Klubnik after he had 19 touchdowns and nine interceptions in 2023. But he was missing his top three receivers who were all injured. Well, last year he got those injured players back. They added in some guys, and all of a sudden, Cade Klubnik had 36 touchdowns and six interceptions, and he's my Heisman Trophy candidate this year. I think Oklahoma's offense, or receiving core, I should say, gets back guys like Deion Burks, an NFL-caliber receiver, missed the majority of last year, and the other injured guys. Plus, they add in, they go from a weakness to a strength. They add in Jade Nott at running back, who was the best running back in the Pac-12 2 years ago. Last year, he was banged up, sort of a shell of himself. He's back to form. Then they add in John Mateer, a quarterback from Washington State, and bring in Washington State's offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, so he knows the offense well. Now you look at the schedule. They only have three true SEC road games. One of them's at Tennessee, winnable. One of them's at South Carolina, winnable. So now all of a sudden the schedule, while still difficult, I rated the seventh the toughest in the country, is more more feasible. And when I got off the phone with Coach Venables, going over the squad with him, I'm like, damn, that's a playoff caliber roster. So watch for Oklahoma this year. As you mentioned, not even in the preseason top 25, I think they have a shot of making a playoff.
There you go. And who else? Not to give too much away without having the folks sign up or buy the magazine, that you can look into the crystal ball and tell us about going into the postseason, at least in your eyes.
Yeah, I think when you look at the SEC this year, I think the top teams are Georgia, which has the best schedule, by the way. Last year they played the three toughest teams on the road. This year they get the three toughest teams at home. Texas, a loaded team talent-wise. Alabama, also loaded. Almost every single one of their units, with the exception of quarterbacks, in my top 10. And then Oklahoma, I think they could get four teams into the playoffs this year. For the Big Ten, I'm looking at Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. I think those three are in. And then it's between Illinois, Indiana, USC, Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan, all those teams battling out for that fourth spot. But I think the Big Ten gets four into the playoff again this year. And when you look at the ACC, to me it's Clemson. Clemson is absolutely loaded this year. They have practically everybody back. Cade Klubnik, a QB, is thrown in my number two receiving core in the country, my number two offensive line. Their defense actually took a step back last year, but Tom Allen's got a ton of NFL talent to work with. They'll have one of the top defenses. I have them favored in all 12 games this year, so I think Clemson makes the playoff. Big 12, let's throw a dart, one of those seven teams that I mentioned before. Somebody's going to make the playoff. Why not Iowa State, huh? And then you take a look at Notre Dame. I believe they make it. And the Group of Five team, I think you're looking at Boise State. Toledo has that opportunity, and so does Memphis. Those are your three top teams for the Group of Five to make the playoff this year.
Phil, curious your opinion on the college football playoffs. Where we are, where we might be headed, right number of teams, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think we're probably headed to 16. You know, once you start expanding, you're going to expand. I just don't want to see it turn into a battle of attrition. Notre Dame, for example, last year in the national title game, down their top defensive lineman and down their top offensive lineman, both out with injury. They got injured during the playoffs. And so it was less of a game against Ohio State than maybe it could have been had they had those guys healthy. You know, in one stretch of the FCS playoffs, there was a three-year stretch where the third-place team in the Colonial, in a division in the Colonial Conference, was playing in the title game because they had stayed the healthiest. So let's not expand it too much. I think 12 or 16 is a good number. And if you do go 16, I'm with the 5-11. And, you know, Brett Yormark of the Big 12 said, let's do the 5-11, which surprised me because I think in most years of the 5-11, the Big 12 will just get one in as opposed to being, you know, automatic two. So I really respect the fact that he came out and backed the 5-11, which is the five automatic qualifiers for being conference champs, and then 11 teams at large, which are committee picks.
Yeah. Phil, let the folks know how they can acquire the magazine.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The magazine's 360 pages. It's like getting 136 media guides rolled into one, two full pages on every team. And we give you the same amount of coverage on Northern Illinois or Delaware that we do on Alabama and Ohio State. Now, you can only get it at two brick-and-mortar places. I'm talking about Barnes & Noble and Books A Million are the only two places you can go and get the magazine. Or you can order it online at philsteele.com. And at philsteele.com, when you order the hard copy, we give you the digital magazine for free. I'm going to charge you to ship the hard copy, but we give you the digital magazine for free. And the digital magazine's updated all the way through September. So the college magazine is available Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, philsteele.com. And by the way, also at philsteele.com, we have an FCS magazine with two full pages on every FCS team that's digital only, and an NFL magazine this year with four full pages on the NFL teams that's digital only as well, philsteele.com.
There you go. For the Northern Iowa fans out there, you are taken care of as well. Phil, always enjoy it, and looking forward to another great season of college football, and always appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me into the gym class once again this year, guys. I appreciate it as always. And always enjoy the conversation.
All right. We'll be back coming up after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low, fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
All right, thanks to Phil Steele for joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We are off tomorrow as the Cubs will take on the Cincinnati Reds, and that is the game tonight we'll have for you beginning at 6:30, right after Spencer. Well, not right after Spencer on Sports, but close enough to right after Spencer on Sports.
You get a little hors d'oeuvre of Amber and Ian, and then we bring you to the Cubs. So
yeah.
That's how I term it, the hors d'oeuvre. It's like you order something on delivery. We take you up to the doorstep, and it's your job to – it's Amber and Ian's job, I guess, to bring – the delivery into the house.
There you go.
Close the deal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Andrew, that is STEELE. That is how Phil has an extra E on the
he
end
does, yeah.
of his name. So go to that website, philsteele.com.
I actually have my Phil Steele with me in the studio. That's going to be helpful when I do Campus to Campus coming up at 5:30. We're going to Maryland tonight.
For College Campus Park. Campus.
There you go. Beautiful, beautiful College Park, Maryland. That'll be part of the show today. We'll talk a little NFL and some other college football stories that I've taken notice of over the last 24 hours. So
sounds good. Look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Yep, you bet.
And Andrew saw Roy Halladay. Back to baseball, Mark. Andrew saw Roy Halladay's last game by design as a Blue Jay pitcher.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about trying to figure out the rotation so you can see a certain pitcher. And like I said,
yeah, I know Spencer had the experience of thought he was going to see Jackson Churio, and yeah.
Didn't work out that way. All right, have a good night.
All right, sounds good.
Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports is next here. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers